acres.
Corn growing south of Crookston, Minnesota is trying to conserve moisture in the dry conditions. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more.
Welcome to this Pioneer Agronomy Update. We are south of Crookston, Minnesota at a Pioneer Impact plot. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network, and joining me is Senior Research Associate Ben Eipersbach. Ben, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Tell us a little bit about the crops in the area. I know we're in a cornfield right now.
It's right about knee high. You can see that we're maybe a little bit short for planting timing. Just everything's kind of trying to conserve moisture with how droughty it is. And that you can see that in the beans as well. They're just, everything's holding on to its moisture, trying to conserve it as long as possible here with how few rains we've been getting.
Well, we know July is the time really can make or break a corn crop.
Yeah, you can see it now in some places where they've really been struggling to get to rain, and the leaf wrapping and the pineapple-y corn just starting early and earlier in the day, and that's kind of how you're watching. You just can tell that corn's already stressed as the day goes on.
Tell us a little bit more about where we're at.
So this would be Corteva or Pioneer's version of a late season or late trial. We are running products that are either A, commercial, or will potentially be commercialized in the next 2 to 3 years. Some of the stuff we could see as early as next year, some of it's going to be farther out.
So let's look at this crop here. What do you watch for at this time of the year in these impact plots?
So right now we're looking into anything that's a genetic difference, whether that is poor emergence or buggy whipping, as corn whorl is wrapped really tight. Some of this is based in response to a growth regulator herbicide. Some of it's genetics. Some hybrids or parents of those hybrids tend to have it worse than others. We also look for anything that is an agronomic problem that could potentially affect yield as we take the data at the end of the year. So we're making judgments based on all variables are taken into account so that we're not just making a snap judgment on something because it has a poor yield.
Again, we're reporting south of Crookston, Minnesota at this Pioneer Impact plot. I'm Kara Hart along with Ben Eipersbach, a senior research associate with Pioneer, on this Pioneer Agronomy Update on the Red River Farm Network.
You're listening to